Are there parts of motherhood that did not come naturally?
Do you feel overwhelmed? Are there secrets you wish you knew in advance about the motherhood journey?
Could you use a place to cope with motherhood, laugh your woes away, and lighten the mommy guilt?
Welcome to TORD, Finding a Mom Life Balance.
Welcome back to TORD, Finding a Mom Life Balance. Join Athena and me as we kick off a series for late summer focused on how to end summer break without dread.
So Torn Tribe, Memes and I, Athena, are going to help give you some tips, some strategies that we've put in place on how to prepare for the next school year. Yes, I said it. The next school year for your child. And memes, I got to be completely honest with this topic because our school started sending back to school communications in June. We let out in May. They started their communications in June. And I literally had to get a Kleenex because I started to cry. Because I was like, how is it that you're talking to me in June? Just seems
so
too soon.
They're 12 month, like they are there doing stuff in the summer?
This is the first summer. They have two individuals working June and July.
Wow.
And if I don't know this exactly, but if I had to guess, they're working on a Tuesday and a Thursday because that's when I get all the communications. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's just too soon. Can we slow down? I didn't sign up for 12 months of the year.
Yeah, you're a 12-month employee. We are not 12-month students.
I plan on reading 12 months worth of work emails, not school emails. Mm-hmm. So, memes, thinking about this, how to prepare for the next school year, one of the main things that come to mind is staying on top of all said email communications, because Torn Tribe, I've already received multiple infractions on staying up to date with email. Because they came up in June, and so the first email was, there's tons of new people to our school community. So post about your family, but only in your child's like grade level. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miss Ramsey here did it to the entire
whole school.
Yeah, because I was like, well, partly was one, I totally didn't get that memo. Two, my kids are in multiple grades. Like I got kindergarten, third grade, and sixth grade. So everybody's got to know us. Like we're all over the place. So why not? Why do it three times in three different forums? Yeah, so that happened. And then I totally missed the deadline on the technology form. It came and went. So Beam, some strategies that you can provide our Torn Tribe on staying up to date on those summer communications that are going to make your fall so much easier.
Well, I am a June, so we end in June, but I am a May to June planner and thinking about when things happen. So I use testing. I use my career schedule to kind of inform my prep. So being in education and thinking of the school year, anytime I'm in proctoring mode, I take one of my proctoring sessions where I like, and I think I've shared this with the Torn Tribe before, where it's like my calendar for the year, when are the events that I like to do each year happening, when are the plans for certain outfits I have to get in advance, or thinking about what the holiday or break time, how it's going to be spent. So I take that quiet time where I'm supposed to just be walking up and down the rows of kids taking tests, and I cannot just walk up and down the rows without anything. And I usually have a post-it and a pencil, and I start thinking of the things that in the coming year might be a little different, right? We both have a graduation next May. So like backwards planning some of that along with, oh, this is what I want to do on Black Friday after Thanksgiving, or this is what I want to do for the holidays starting with we are going pumpkin picking. This is when we're getting our tree. That, you know, and I put those things just for the, I like to give myself the gold star or the pat on the back that, like, it's been in progress, that I could have forethought if anything conflicts with it. You know, and we usually come upon weekends where it's like, oh, no matter how far in advance, this is a conflict or this is a,
yeah.
You know, so I try to do the calendar first. So then I could think about the communications of, okay, there's either a new school or a new teacher or new activities. So where do those fit in? Because it makes the routine of the week set up all differently, right? And what do I need for after school support from the tribe, or when are the activities happening, what's the location, because Omar and I go to dance together, or we go to acting and singing together unless the schedule doesn't permit and it's a day that I have a work event and I'm going to something or he has to be somewhere else, but we tend to both go and have each other as the backup unless something comes up.
I like that strategy, though, to start with the calendar, yeah. Because Torn Tribe, unlike Mimi, I don't start with the calendar. And then I find myself, one, surprised by every teacher work day that there is in a year, in a school year. And I'm like, oh, I almost dropped my kid off at school. Or I did drop my kid off at school. Let me go pick him back up. Or two, what happened to me this year and... lesson learned. I think this was the spanking I needed to start the calendar first. Negative PTO. Like having to go in the negative because I totally botched up the calendar. Mm-hmm. So I think that is a good tip to start with the calendar. So that way you'll actually know in advance, I am taking this day. Oh, they have this day. So we can actually spend the day together, or get that Torn Tribe to help you take care of that child. Definitely. While you're still working. Yeah, I like
and
that.
And it feeds into when physicals are needed, right? Like school needs you to have updated True. Physicals. So like, is there year? I really dislike that insurance makes you wait the exact calendar year rather than knowing that it's for the, like, I'm not saying I'm going to do it 4 months later, but can I do yeah. it? Like I, 1 year, I think it must have been just travel plans or something that she ended up with like an August checkup, and I hate the August checkup now because that's when I'm actually back at work. So it must have been like we did something June, I didn't think about the checkup and I got it on the calendar, I could only get August, and now I'm stuck with this late in the summer yearly checkup, just because insurance purposes. But so putting, so those are all things that I leave for my summer as well, and having more time off, I will do my yearly checkups along with SOAP. So it's like eye doctor, dentist, general physical, gynecologist, whatever. I kind of add those on to this time that's more flexible for me in the summer. And that's part of my summer to-dos that start off the calendar. Because I do mine, which I like that it's not the busyness of like the January holiday beginning of the year, that I can do like a July through June plan. And then I can, like, when we've done check-ins on how we're doing for our theme for the year or whatever, like, those are multiple check-ins. When I do my winter solstice, like, where's my head and what's my theme for the year is a different time than when I'm like, what are the logistics and where am I physically?
Yeah.
From July to June. So I do those check-ins for different purposes at different times.
Yeah. And it's interesting to hear you lay out how you divvy up these activities, because for us, I don't do any of the medical. That's all Steve. Mm-hmm. So according to Steve's calendar, like that's when the boys will get to the dentist or get to the eye doctor or get to their pediatrician. And so we divvy up based on categories. If it's mm-hmm. medically related or health related, that's Steve's job to figure out okay. best time and place to get that done. I'm just his backup. So when they send me an email and say, hey, your son's vaccination file says that he only has 3 of 4, I'm like, hey, Steve, didn't you send the 4 out of 4 shots? He's like, oh, yes, I did. send again. So I just play backup to that mm-hmm. to make sure that it gets done. But when it comes to athletics, I'm the lead and I make sure everybody gets signed up for whatever athletic thing that they enrolled in or are going to enroll in for every single season. And then I handle all the like sports calendars and make sure that one of us is taking them to wherever they need to go.
Yeah. And it's just default because those schedules more rigid than mine. We're both off on the weekend,
yeah.
But I can go in later, leave early, take, you know, work from home, take a half day, you know, things like that. But because Soph likes the moral support of her dad, I definitely have to look for doctors that are available Saturdays and things like that. I can't do a dentist that's just during the week because she and I will both have breakdowns at the dentist's office.
Well, so, what I learned very quickly is that I cannot do a dentist appointment at the same time as my child. Like my teeth require so much more time than theirs, and my poor hygienist, Lord bless her, because every single time I'm like, okay, can you do a 2-hour job in like 45 minutes? Because I know I blocked my calendar, but I already have like 5 calls that I'm supposed to be on. She's mastered allowing me to take calls in the chair. So, but yeah, so just figure, but what I like to point out to Torn Tribe is that there's not one way to get this stuff done. It's really finding out how your family feels prepared.
And like, your cadence, right? When is your busy time? When is your downtime? When is a good gearing up for another season? When is that for you? Because I'm sure there's interest in activities that our kids are not part of that would be a total different time of the year with a different, right? Like, I don't have a figure skater. I don't have a skier. Like, there's just different things that might require your research and your planning, your sign up to be at different times.
Yeah, but what we are advocating for is plan. Don't allow the year to plan for you. Yeah, because then
it's more stressful.
Frustrated. Yeah, because you'll be frustrated. You'll show up late and disheveled more than we've already show up late and disheveled.
I find that different years will kind of give you different hacks that work, that you might carry over or that just might be for that year because of, let's say, a big event or a big travel or a big milestone with the family. But you'll find hacks as you revisit your system and tweak it to what works best for you.
Yeah. And so along with how you prep for the year, the other strategy that we have in our home, because we have multiple children, and they're at different ages, and they need different support. And our schools use a lot of email for communication, whether it's the university that my son attends or the grammar school that my other sons attend. They're heavy on the email. So the strategy that we've used is all financial emails, Steve reads. So when they're asking for tuition or there's a field trip payment or a sports fee or whatever the fee is, parking, ticket, whatever it is, if it has numbers, Steve addresses it. If it is a heads up like RSVP for this event or a training or a FYI, this is coming up for your child, I do all of those. How do you divvy it up in your household, Meme?
So it's my child. So Justin's college, his high school, all of those things. I get my 2 cents on the career development lens of it and the get involved and the update your resume piece of it. But oh my. You know, how is it breaking down with our roommate? All of the things for him right now for college. So I would say we still kind of give me the social involvement things. It's just Justin right now is pretty self-sufficient with the things he gets involved in. And then yeah. I do all of that for Soph. And we're not really the ones booking it for Bella at this point. But it's just I do all of that for in the sense of like on this weekend we're doing these events, or when we did soccer for Bella and Soph together here in Queens, we knew that Bella wasn't gonna attend every single session, but they were both in the same soccer league one summer.
Correct. Yeah, because for the college stuff, it's not so much social calendar or what they're involved in. It's more of like, hey, parent weekend is coming up, and these performances are coming up, and they're asking for parents to come and participate, and I'm the one that catches those. Steve catches the bill.
Yeah, it's like the drop-off time and pickup time, and we make that like family time together on the college campus, so I coordinate most of the like, we're gonna go to the museum, we're gonna go eat here, we're gonna hang out on your campus, you know?
Yeah, the family visit weekends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that's kind of what falls on my radar is all the social and then academic as well. So when's exam week, and when is testing, and when are the projects due? Mm-hmm. So our school does a good job of having a school calendar that syncs directly to your phone. So I can see for every sport, when the sport season starts, you can see when your games are, where they are, all that jazz. The same thing for their reports and their exams. It's all on your calendar, which is really nice because, and then as they get older, you expect them to be tracking it. So you look into their paper calendar because mine still use like paper to track their school stuff, the younger ones, right? And then for Sasha, just like, oh, okay, I know when final week is happening, so I don't bother you or expect to get more phone calls from you asking to help, like say, hey, study time. So all that stuff falls on me, but like medical, financial, and big decisions of like living on campus, living off campus, or anything that requires ample amount of research falls on Steve because he's just good at doing all those compares and analyzing everything. Like they changed the meal plan. Steve's your man to tell you whether or not it's actually an upgrade or just false advertisement. So he does all those things for our kids. Another thing that we spend summertime doing, and I don't know how far in advance you do this meme, but the school supplies list. That comes out about like a month before school. Our school has like a specific day that's called back to school night. You go and you meet your teacher, but you also drop off your supplies. So you're supposed to get it by then. Yeah. Okay. So our school sends you the list, but if
I just like stationery and stuff, so I probably still have folders like that I bought 5 for a certain amount or 4 for a certain amount, right? That were not colors that Soph needed last year. I'm in education and I just like stationery for school, so I just keep an eye out for different things. Like I already ordered the glue sticks, got new colored pencils for stuff at home, but I'll see like what the teacher wants for the classroom, what they want you to have available at home. They do a lot of like community, like everybody takes in a certain amount of tissues, everybody takes in some extra dry erase markers, everybody, right? And they just have that, so the class will always have supplies. So I just kind of shop around, compare Amazon, Staples.
So you kind of break it up over the summer?
As I see it, because it comes out earlier and earlier. Like the kids get so disappointed to enjoy. When we were younger, it really was August to September that you saw like the 5 stars on display at the, you know, 5 star notebooks. Yeah. I just saw a Trapper Keeper when I was out by you, and definitely caught my attention. But it comes out earlier and earlier every year. And the kids are like, why is Sophie's already complaining? Why are they already talking about back to school? Yeah. But it's so your parents can get a deal on your school supplies.
So that's interesting. I didn't realize that you actually spread it out over a period of time. We are the frantic family that shows up half the time we forget our list. Thank you, Walmart and Target, for posting our list and like the big bang. We just get all four kids,
And
all
you're
that they
doing it for
want.
multiple kids, and they're doing so much. So Justin gets his at school. We don't really do too much of that. And I kind of piecemeal stuff for Soph. And the thing is, I like having like a station for those things here too. So I'm kind of always keeping an eye out of just aesthetics of like, oh my God, stop peeling the paper off your crayons. I don't want to look at them. So I'm getting new crayons.
You gotta get the sleeveless crayons. Those things are beautiful.
I like them, but she's not crazy about them. She enjoys peeling them. It's quite
Enjoys
obnoxious.
making them sleeveless.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so we do the 2 days
Bulk and get it
before
ready.
back to
Yeah.
school. Yeah. And we don't let it sit here too long in the house either because we have many curious boys that don't realize that no, that notebook was meant to go to the class. Yeah. And we're not just doodling on it. So that's the way that we handle our supplies list.
And then we were talking about like routine and weekly
Yeah, I was
scheduling. Like
just
I said, with
curious, like,
activities, it kind of falls into this time of year. Like whatever we're signed up to, based on what she does, that it can dance, singing, acting, can go from this is kind of an all year long commitment. They all kind of happen for September as well. I know the
yeah.
boys have like different sports they're in that happen at different points, but Sophie's kind of signed up for what she's doing when she starts school.
Yeah, I was just curious how you guys get back into the swing of things. Because I will say here, once we're out of school in May, the rigidity of like showers and bedtime and story time and how we do that during the school year is so different than the summer. We allow them to stay up later. We don't necessarily always read before bed. Yes, always shower. That's a must. I have boys. They
Oh,
stink. But
I've been keeping, interestingly, this summer I have been keeping the reading before bed, and we've been doing enrichment reading. Like she does the reading in the morning and the math and the writing, but then I read to her at night. We just have different books we enjoy reading together because even though she does go to bed a little later, she does like to hear a story to go to bed.
yeah.
Interestingly, because my school schedule and I almost have like a pre-season to the season and I gear up, I get my mind back into being back at work for a new academic year for summer because we do summer school and then we have like 5 days off and we do PD. So I kind of have a window where I'm gearing myself up separately than gearing Soph up for
I
school.
love that you mentioned that because that's kind of how I wanted to close the segment. Like, how, as parents, we've talked about schedules to help our kids. You know, we talked about their supplies and their forms and their emails that the school sends to us to communicate to them and get them ready for everything. But share a little bit more about what you're gearing up for the school year looks like because I'm trying to figure that out because I feel like every year, I am
Different place with
dragging,
your projects too,
but it,
right? Because for you, it's a little bit different.
but I'm also dragging my feet. Like I realized Torn Tribe, and the reason why I was so passionate about doing this topic over, you know, a series is not just one and done, is because I truly feel the dread of going back to school, and I don't want to model that to my kids, who, you know, all kids are allowed to dread going back to school. Their parents shouldn't be. Dating as well, like, yeah, drop out. It's just too much. Like, you know what I
Yeah, or
mean?
like procrastinate so that you're not
Yeah.
really setting yourself up for success to begin. I would say I really, as much as you know, people say, oh, you have the whole summer off. I'm like, okay, people, I've been in a charter school for over 9 years. Stop saying that because I don't have my whole summer off. But I like the difference. I definitely give the kids all their summer, like so 2 months, then she's with her grandparents while I'm at work. This year she's going to camp. I have summer Fridays off, so it's still like we're at the beach, we're at the pool, like, and I enjoy the summer months, so it doesn't feel like, oh my God, I'm running to the beach on a Sunday, but I have to be in the office on Monday. Where I do feel that in June when the year is ending and I was like, let's start going to the beach. And I'm like, you know how exhausted you are after the beach. Like, I relish it as the time with the season being great, you know, the temperature being warmer and season being great for those outings and enjoying all of that in New York. So I make the 3-day weekend feel like the time that I'm off with her. We, like I said, we have Justin home until we take him back. And then that's like our cap of, that's really when we cap off that the summer is done. So I kind of keep in my brain the, like, I'm working, but I really use my summer to gear up for all my dates for the next academic year for work. So then by June, once our school kind of decides their calendar, I know that my summer programs fair is next February, I want to say 12, 2024, but like, I know the Saturdays I'm working, the lesson weeks, hopefully, if I can collaborate with those departments on time, I know the lesson weeks that are going to be more intense for my team. So all those things being prepped in advance, I'm big on the backwards planning. So then it's like, this is the season for these professional speaker events. And so I use that summertime where Soph doesn't have the heavy schedule of like activities and school and homework and all of that to gear myself up for my year so that it's not really a planning as much as like work when I'm at work once the school year starts. And then I can focus on like, what's her after school like? What is our routine like? What are the activities like? So I would say, and because you guys start school so much earlier, I would say after your vacation, probably giving yourself a 2-week where it is like you're prepped for supplies when you go back to school shop, when you get yourself into your routine that's like, oh, this is what I would do if I was dropping them to school or picking them up for school or going to an event, so that you can be in that mode before you guys are actually all into it with the getting up in the morning and the prepping the lunches and people in the shower and, you know, all of those things. So I have like a 4-week time frame that I transition myself before I transition the kids.
Yeah. And so the other thing I heard in there, though, is take vacation. Mm-hmm. So I think Torn Tribe, that is huge. For those of us that work all year long and we have to accrue PTO throughout the year and we can't, you know, just take 2 months or 4 weeks or whatever it is off at a time, I think it is critical. And I was sharing this with a coworker of mine the other day, is those 3-day weekend, believe it or not, actually are, yeah, refreshing. It is super refreshing. So Torn Tribe, as you're transitioning from summer break into the new school year without dread, we highly suggest take time for yourself. Mm-hmm. And you know what, guys? I've done this in the past too. I've taken a Friday off and told nobody. Everybody thought I was working, which is okay. Because sometimes you just need the mind space, you know?
And that's the thing. I realize that my schedule gives the luxury. But my first week, I made the mistake to, right after the 2020 work and school from home year of like leaving to Puerto Rico with the family right after we ended school. And then I felt like I never had a vacation because I came back. It was so close to the end of the year. I came back, had time, and was just like, why do I have to, like, I wasn't ready to go back to anything. So I will always wait a little bit longer to do the thing away. But I take that time and I do a lot of like decluttering, clearing the house. So like, it's different kind of work, but I do that kind of things I can't do in my regular schedule. Like I moved last year right after school ended and beginning of my summer break. So I kind of take that extensive time off to say like, well, these are things I have to get done because for your mental health, you don't do all of that mm-hmm. while you're also working. Because I have a long commute. My days are long. I've been getting back this year at the end of the day, much later than in the past, just from my drive. So there's just things that stay for that time off. But it was like, okay, we're cleaning up this cabinet in the kitchen. Okay, we're decluttering that. So I do kind of like that kind of work. Then Soph and I do the like the beach and the visiting people and the wherever. And then we did go down and see the family by Athena. So that for me was like the vacation where it's like, I'm not cooking all the time. I'm not cleaning all the time, not doing the lot, you know, and I can disconnect. But even the time off, I try to structure it so that I'm not kicking myself later when I don't have that time for some of the projects and things that ultimately have to get done, but that you want to do it when your mind is in the right place for it.
Totally. And so Torn Tribe, I hope these tips you find refreshing. We're just saying there is a way to prepare and strategize for the next season, transitioning back into the normal, you know, school routine and work routine. Organizing those communications, figuring out the strategy that you're going to take in your home on when to get that new supplies, fill out the forms, and also take your vacation time, because there are people that thrive at taking it right after school year ends, getting out of town and just letting it all out for 2 weeks, you know, at the beginning of summer. Some folks like to close the summer with a getaway, but find out what works best for you and your family. But continue to join us, because we're going to keep on this topic for a while, because what we're hoping is that, one, your PTO will not be used for your other job, aka parenting, and then also that you'd be able to show up for your child this school year, not distracted, and teacher work days would not surprise you. So we're trying to help you get prepared, Torn Tribe, so stay tuned in.
And now for our men's segment, where we share a highlight from the week.
Yeah, what's mending me? Summer break. What are we calling it? Summer break Bible memory verses. So there's me and my husband, Steve, we actually teach children's ministry at our local church. And this summer, the head of children's ministry has challenged the families that have children in children's ministry to memorize certain sections of scripture. They get tickets for it. You get to do journals for it. So it's exercising like the reading, the writing, the looking up, the drawing, the journaling. It's a really simple journal, but it's so effective in helping the kids with memorization. But what I love about it is that they get tickets for this stuff. And at the end, there's going to be a store for them to actually purchase some stuff. But there's also a wheel of pie. And every teacher in children's ministry is written on said wheel of pie. So for X amount of tickets, a child can spin the wheel and it lands. Yes, and pie is in the face. What has been so mending about this is how motivated my children are in getting those verses. Because memes, even though you were here for a week and they hurried up that Saturday night, they memorized that scripture. They got that journal done. They handed it on Sunday to get their tickets. So, but what I've been enjoying, memorizing the scriptures with them, and there's one scripture that just has resonated so much for me, or that has hit my heart so deeply, and it's the one that says that it's by his children and by the praises of children and infants, God establishes strongholds against the enemy and silences the foe and the avenger. And so it just draws this picture in my mind of children being children and infants being infants. You know, how do they praise? They just cry sometimes. They just ask for stuff a lot of times. They say thank you from time to time, you know, but if you just look at the nature of children and infants and the fact that God uses that to build a defense, it's not our complaints, you know. Oftentimes I see children as very needy, but God is saying that neediness is not a negative thing. It's actually, he sees it as a praise, a good thing. and it actually builds up a defense against things that would harm them otherwise, you know? So I've been trying to lean more into the praising rather than the complaining, and trying to be more childlike than adult-like. So that's what's been mending me. It's like, oh, from a child's perspective, what does this look like? And at the end of the day, nothing seems that daunting to children, right? They're resilient. So been leaning into praise. That's what's been mending me.
Along those lines, there's not many things in the school year day to day that I don't have the moment of reluctance in the fact that I'm the adult in the household. I find myself more and more saying to myself, like, 44? How did I get to 44? Because I don't know. I think I very easily get taken by my desires, and I'm like, I go with the flow. I like play. So summer feels like an easy time where the things I have to do as a parent do not go against what I would maybe in my natural state want to be doing, right? Like, she wants to stay in the pool until her dad is shivering, and I'm not shivering, so I'm fine with her continuing to swim in the pool. Or the kids just want to be doing something all the time, and I rather do those things in the summer than in the winter, right? Like, my energy level is just different. So I've just been mended by the things that are more in line with my nature. And I don't feel like I have that initial like grunt, like, ugh, yeah, we're gonna do it, but let me grunt first and get this out of my system and then do this. So I have been enjoying that. Life feels more pleasing, satisfying. Like, I feel more in my natural state over the summer.
That's awesome.
That feels good.
Yeah, you're sighing less. Apparently, I sigh a lot, but I'm unaware of this. But I have people around me that tell me, you don't have to sigh. I'm like, I'm sighing? I didn't realize. But yeah, you're sighing less and enjoying more. That's good. Mm-hmm. Well, Torn Tribe, we would love to hear from you. What's mending you these days? Any tips and tricks and strategies to transition from summer break without a dread? Please email us. Tell our folks how to stay connected.
Yeah, thanks for letting us take a little pause in July, and we're happy to be back. We are at TornMLB on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'd love to get an email from you, and you can reach us to tornmlb@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us.
Choose grace. When you feel torn, choose grace.